what Stone did, I mean, it's true. He was in contact with Randy Credico, but Randy Credico wasn't even in contact with Assange. Randy Credico knows somebody on Assange's legal team, but he didn't even have any inside scoop. I mean, everything that Stone said publicly about what he knew could either be inferred from public statements that Assange had already made, or he was guessing. You know, like, for example, it's, you know, like Stone has this famous tweet where he says that it's the Podesta's time in the barrel. Well, so that was taken to mean that Roger Stone knew in advance that Julian Assange had John Podesta's emails. But really, I think the day of or the day before Stone tweeted that, Breitbart had a piece about John Podesta being involved with in the same sort of shady financial dealings that Manafort was, you know. And so I think that, for example, is what Roger Stone was taking his wild guess from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's and this indictment underscores that. I mean, there's no indictment here that Roger Stone conspired with WikiLeaks, relayed a secret back, relayed any communication from WikiLeaks to the Trump campaign. The only role of the Trump campaign here is that a Trump campaign official, who we now know as Steve Bannon, asked Roger Stone what WikiLeaks had coming up. But Bannon did that after the first releases of emails from WikiLeaks. So like everybody, the Trump campaign wanted to know what was going on. And mm-hmm. the fact is they thought, because of Roger Stone's public statements, that he might be able to help them. But we know from the fact that Mueller doesn't allege anything that he couldn't. You know, and also, if the Trump team and Russia were supposedly conspiring, then why is it that Steve Bannon, after the first WikiLeaks emails are released, is asking Roger Stone about it, is asking Roger Stone what he knows?